This is where editing comes in.
Yes, editing.
Edit here. Okay, edit here. We are googling ice cars and shoutcasts.
Hey, future Tim.
Hi, future Dallas. Okay, hey guys. I'm here with Dallas at Coffee Bean today. We're just going to talk to you about ice cars and ice car server and what it is. So basically, a few weeks ago, a few friends asked whether it's possible to stream the radio online, basically a Pilihan FM, a local radio channel, or local radio station. Because they previously had a online stream, but apparently the stream either went down or died. So I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to set up an Icecast server and to let people connect to it and actually listen online. So, Fidalis, why don't you just tell us what exactly is this Icecast server and what are the components to it?
Okay, Icecast server is Icecast is a protocol used for streaming audio, essentially. I think it's matured enough in such that most radio solutions that I find, DI FM, Soma FM, uses Icecast in the backend. So Icecast is based on Shoutcast. I'm not really sure about the history. But
maybe Shoutcast is a bit more proprietary in a sense.
I think so.
Icecast is more of an open environment, open protocol. That's why you see more people use it. Also because Icecast itself is more cross-platform, I think.
Yeah, I think it's an implementation from Shoutcast. I think Shoutcast came first, then Icecast? No.
I'm not too sure. We shall wiki that.
We shall wiki that, yes.
Hold on. Resume recording. So basically, Shoutcast is actually cross-platform, but it is a proprietary system, whereas Icecast itself is open. So I guess that's why it has been more adoption, because people feel that they are not locked into the system itself.
Yeah, it was actually quite a long time ago. If I'm not mistaken, 10 years ago? I don't know, maybe 10 years ago?
I'm not surprised. Yeah. A lot of the technology we use today is pretty old.
So, 10 years ago, WinNev decided to set up an internet radio channel, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Which they call Shoutcast.
Yeah, Shoutcast. So you have a Shoutcast server, etc., blah, blah, blah. I remember it used... I looked into Icecast before, but I think the problem with that was essentially it was bandwidth based, so that one user connects to this server, this Icecast server or Shoutcast server, and then they take that amount of
bandwidth
from your upstream. So essentially before it was dial-up or whatever its speed, 56 kb per second or whatever. So essentially you can only get two users connected to the Shoutcast.
Yeah, so I think to clarify, basically when you set up a server, you have your upstream, basically the traffic or the bandwidth that you can serve users that are connected to your server itself. For on the client side, basically on the user side, they're only reliant on the downstream that they receive. As long as they can download from the server, they are able to retrieve information. So the problem about hosting servers is, with more clients connected, you need more upstream to serve all these clients, all these users. So as Fidalis was saying, back in the days when we don't have that much bandwidth, it is not very practical to have an Icecast or a server, because once you have many users, things will tend to get very slow because the server cannot handle it on the upstream side.
And I think this is where it comes handy. WinAM actually started. I'm maybe talking from what I remember. But WinAM offers a service to host this. To host the streams, essentially. They have lots of server bandwidth.
So basically the host itself is it's WinAmp servers themselves, as opposed to your own personal server.
Yeah. So I think that's how they set up this interesting. So they run the server on their server, and then we, the client, or Icecast client, can set up a mount point to the server, which...
We haven't actually explained what an Icecast server is.
Back to the beginning.
Yes.
An Icecast, in order to set up an Icecast server and an Icecast stream, there are basically two components. You have the Icecast server itself, which is the actual machine that is serving out the audio. That clients connect to that Icecast server, and that Icecast server sends out the information to each client. The second component of an Icecast server is a source client.
Source
client basically connects to the Icecast server, but it uploads the audio to be streamed. So for instance, Fridaus might have his Icecast server, but I want to stream something for people to listen to. So I have to use my source client to connect to his server to upload the audio on my side to his server for clients to connect and listen to the audio that I want to send out. So
I think this is a good experience.
Yeah, so kind of complicated, but basically know that there are two main components. One server, which provides the bandwidth to the client that connects to it, and a source client, which basically provides the audio that the server is to stream out.
Yep.
And in actual fact, there are many different types of source clients, and different source clients support different things. One of the issues I had actually when I was setting up an Icecast server is that the source client I was using only supported OGG files, OGG files, which are not the typical kind of audio file that people have nowadays. It's a more of an open standard, but the problem is not open, it's not widely adopted. So devices like iOS devices will not play OGG streams or OGG files. My Android phone, it was able to play the OGG stream when I created my Icecast server, but I think out of compatibility sake, it's best to go with MP3.
Somehow MP3 became ubiquitous.
It became a de facto standard, even though it was a proprietary codec or proprietary in itself.
And many people say it's rubbish.
Yeah, many people might say, audio files might say the quality is not there, but at the end of the day, it was out there, it was widely adopted, and that's why it's a de facto standard.
Essentially, yep.
So I set up an Icecast server on Linux, on Windows, and you set yours up on your N900, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, the N900 is essentially a Linux box. More than an Android, if I'm not mistaken. More than in most other Unix-based. Like, essentially, the iPhone is also Unix-based. But the Nokia N900 default operating system or MAMO is essentially Linux.
Yep.
So it's actually someone already built the iStream server to it. So I just installed it.
Icecast
server.
I don't know why he likes to think about iStream.
It sounds like
ice cream. Yeah, so basically you set up an Icecast server on the N900 itself.
Yes.
And you were able to get the audio from the FM player and pipe that into the Icecast server itself to stream out.
Because it's Linux and because it has all the already appropriate tools for it, Unix tool. That's why I like Linux. All the pipes piping into it. So it's just a matter of getting an FM radio, which the N900 supports. So I install the radio and play it. Then it's a matter of having an Icecast server, and I install that. Then figuring out how to pipe the audio from the FM into the Icecast. So I googled a couple of bits, but the most handy or the most
elegant
way, the elegant way is using GStreamer. I think GStreamer is Ubuntu has it also, etc. Right? GStreamer, and GStreamer I think it's a command line for like piping audio and video anywhere to everywhere. I like this demo. We need to put more research onto it.
Yeah, but basically, what it does is it's GST-launch Pulse Source. So basically, it's getting the audio from Pulse Audio Server. It's piping it to Audio Convert, which basically, I think it converts the raw audio of the speaker audio into. So it pipes that into LAME. which is basically an MP3 encoder.
Yeah.
And you're able to pipe that out to the shout, basically shout to send, which is basically shout class or ice class compatible.
Yeah.
So basically, in a single command line, he's able to set up a source client and set it as the audio source for an ice class server. Yeah. So it honestly is such an elegant solution, especially since that the N900 is a system in itself. All you really need is that single device. What I did was I had a Windows box, I had a Linux box, but I also needed an external radio source or audio source. But at the end of the day, we plan to stream a local radio station, National Pilihan FM. Mm. So I had to use a big old stereo. I had a stereo out, headphones out, connected it to the line in of my desktop. And luckily, in Linux, it wasn't so hard. I just go to the sound preferences, select line input as the sound input source. And from there, I had to change a few configuration files on my source client. I tried a few clients, and in the end, I settled on Dark Ice. It was the simplest form for on Linux. It even has a GUI that you can actually just select which audio source you want to use. And from there, I was able to stream out the audio. For folks on a Mac, there's this application called Ladiocast. Basically, Radiocast, but instead of an R, an L. LADIOCAST.
It's very English.
So, honestly, it's pretty simple to use as well. You just set in your proper configurations, set the encoding that you want to do, select which sound source you want to use, and as simple as just pressing connect, and it will connect to your iSCAR server and start streaming. So in essence, you can get a workable solution in Linux, in Windows, not really. OS X is not pretty okay. But this is only for line input sources. If you're just playing from MP3s or playing from a media player, I believe all platforms should have a simple solution.
Yeah, Winamp should be able to do it.
Yeah, Winamp has an inbuilt shoutcast server itself, shoutcast client.
BLC,
which can be used.
Yeah.
So basically, once you have your iSCAR server running, you just need to give people the URL to this iSCAR server. As long as your server has a public IP, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. If you're hosting it at home, you might need to do some port forwarding or even some DMZing of your... If you don't know how to port forward,
don't DMZ.
It's a DMZ.
Don't DMZ.
It may not be the safest route. It might be the more simpler way of doing things.
Yep. Also, upstream is important. Because for most people, especially speed, it's not asymmetric. Even though you're getting, like, for example, 5 megabits per second.
5 megabits per second downstream.
In the new eSpeed thing, I think you can get 1 megabits per second upstream.
Maybe maximum, yeah.
Yeah, I saw one guy on Twitter posted his results. Yeah. 1 megabit, that's not bad. 1 megabits per second. I'm stuck in the past because I keep on thinking like audio requires lots of bandwidth, but actually these days it's not so bad. 16k per second?
16, 32 should be sufficient for most.
Yeah.
I guess that's one thing we mentioned, when more people connect to your server, you need more upstream.
Yes. Because you're connected, the difference, okay. If you're hosting a web server, it's also the same thing. You need upstream, but with a web server, people connect with, download something, and then disconnects. So it's in burst or something. They download in burst, but with the iCast server, Yeah, they're essentially setting up a constant connection between you and your client. So, yeah, I think if 1 megabits per second, how much would that be? Divide by...
It depends on the quality and byte rate that you are outputting to. So in your source client, you can specify how high or how low your quality of stream you want it to be. So the lower quality, while it may not sound as nice, it will provide more. It will provide more bandwidth for more clients to connect to. So actually, that's why it's best if it's possible to hand over this job to a proper server as opposed to hosting it yourself.
62%.
Yeah, because perhaps if you have what 512 kbps upstream and your quality of stream is 128, let's say 128 kbps, you can only host a maximum of 4 people. Is that 4 or is that more?
I don't know.
4, I think that's 4.
Actually, I don't know. 62 people.
You only host about 4 people. Yeah. And if anybody else is using that connection, you say it's a home connection, people want to surf the internet.
Yeah. Play Call of Duty.
That will also consume a bit of the upstream as well, even though it's not that much.
Yeah.
But do know that if you were to set this up, it does not scale well. The more people connect to you, the more bandwidth you will need. And if you have it on a home server here in Brunei, they just do not have the upstream.
Yeah, so I think for a nice cache server, for most consumers, I don't think it'll be, or for most people, it won't be too useful unless you want to set up a, I don't know, maybe you want to stream live to a computer at home and then you want to pipe it down somewhere in the speakers, maybe.
Yeah.
You might as well using Skype, but maybe you're crazy, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I
guess it's not, Icecast servers are not, in a sense, that elegant if you're doing an ad hoc kind of self-hosting of stuff. The best option might be piping it to Ustream or something. Some of those online streaming solutions. The only problem I find is that for things like Ustream, if you want to stream it on a mobile device like an iPhone or an Android phone, you can't listen to it in the background. Because typically these streaming services are all fixated on a video. So when you switch applications, it thinks that you don't want to watch it anymore and it stops the stream. That's why Icecast in itself is good, because you can just play it in your audio player and you can switch around applications and you will be able to hear the Icecast stream in the background.
Yep. And I think it should be said, for streaming audio, I think Icecast has become standard. Flash player, I don't really like this Flash, but
perhaps in the old days they might have used some real player solutions.
But most of the popular radios that I listen to digitally imported, I think DI.fm or digitallyimported.com. I think the whole website is actually a web server. There's streaming over port 80, if I'm not mistaken. So, because this is like a web server also, right?
Yep.
I think Soma.fm. And the nice thing, if you're streaming MP3, it also supports for most devices.
Yep.
As long as they have. I think it's a good solution for moving forward. But yeah, you need lots of bandwidth. I don't know. Have you seen? I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
We can cut that out. Yeah, so I guess if you guys want to know anything more about Icecast servers, we'll probably have a few videos of how to set it up as well. Check that out somewhere, maybe on my blog, since Fidaus does not have one yet.
Yeah.
Check out tweets, we might have something there. But yeah, if you have any questions, anything you'd like to ask, anything you'd like us to talk about as well, do let us know. So I guess with that, we shall move on to our video recording. So see you guys sometime.
Okay. Yes.
Thanks see for you. Listening this long and bearing with us.
Yes. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Over right now.